Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. It's KX93.5. We're really, really excited and very proud to announce that Mr. Jim Kerr of Simple Minds, 5 number one albums, and best-selling artists for many years. Mr. Kerr is going to be on the air very soon on KX93.5 with his brand new radio show exclusively here at the end of April. Happy to welcome him now on the phone. Hi, Jim.
Nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's lovely to hear your voice again. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, been a wee while.
Yeah, so we're excited that you're coming to KX93.5 to do a show.
Yeah, I am too. I remember when I was over probably a couple of years ago and been in there talking to you. I really liked the vibe, and I hoped then Martin said there was a chance to do something, and we spoke about it, but I got busy and it never happened, and I always felt bad about that, so I'm glad. This is nice.
No, something told me that you would come back. You seem like an honest chap. And
that's nice. Yeah, listen, I like the vibe there. The thing that really kicked in as well was I got the chance to do some stuff. Well, they asked me to do some stuff in London this year for Absolute Radio, and even if I say so myself, it was a pretty great reaction to it. So that gave me a certain confidence.
Yeah, and most of the point, you must have enjoyed doing it because you've decided to do it again for us, and we are absolutely delighted because I know you're...
Brilliant.
You know, last time we talked, brilliant. I found out that you were kind of a musicologist. Like, you know a lot about music. And I'm excited to know what your playlist is going to be all about and all of that stuff. But first of all, I mean, you've grown up with radio. You're like me. You grew up before the internet. So
yeah, and it's still, you know, it's still the chosen medium. I love all sorts of radio, you know. I mean, in fact, radio's even more, it means even more to me now, you know, especially with the advent of the podcasts and all that. You can take stuff around with you, and I still think it's the medium. You know, I love to hear people talking, and for some reason it's even more evocative than sometimes than seeing the visuals as well, although obviously a lot of radio stations do both. But from first thing in the morning I'm up, I'm listening to some sort of radio. Whenever I'm exercising or whatever, I'll be listening to certain podcasts on whatever subject. Could be music, could be anything. And so from that point of view, radio is still, as you say, we grew up with it, and no matter what has come down the line ever since in terms of the modern world, radio is still the thing.
Yeah, the DJs when we were growing up, and I think it's probably true today for young people, is that those DJs were tastemakers. Their taste influenced what we were listening to. Can you remember the shows or the stations or the DJs that were really important to you growing up in Scotland?
Yeah, I do. I mean, in the early years, it was always, we didn't really have much of a local, when I was a kid, there wasn't much of a local radio scene. That came along later on, and it was great when it did. So pretty much, like most kids in the UK, my generation, we grew up with radio, and Radio 1 particularly. I mean, the generation before me were Luxembourg and stuff. I just about remember that, but you couldn't get a signal. People listening in, just now, to tell them, Radio Luxembourg was broadcast from a boat off of the shores in the UK, and depending on the weather, they played great stuff. It was a lot of the tastemaker stuff, and a lot of the original pop DJs from Radio Luxembourg or Radio Caroline then ended up in the version in BBC Radio when it decided to play pop, early 60s, mid-60s, and that's when I started tuning in. And I know that, well, recently I thought about it, and I realized that I must have listened to much more radio than even I recognized, because there's records from that period, some of which I've included in the shows that I'm doing for you there in Laguna, that come from that 60s, early 70s period, and I didn't own those records yet I know them like the back of my hand. Mm. So that could only come from, you know, repeated listening on radio. And that gives you some kind of indication of what radio meant to us.
Yeah, and when you... Sorry, Tyler, you wanted to say...
Well, hi, Jim. It's Tyler here from the radio station as well.
Nice to talk to you, Tyler.
Yeah, you too. We're really excited that you're doing this. How important do you think it still is to bands? Does it still push bands' careers forward? Is that something you want to do with your show? You know, is radio still as important as it ever was?
Listen, exposure of any sort is important. The real classic radio that we all got to hear about was the American radio when, you know, in the 70s when they had the FM. You had all the stuff that we didn't have, and the way, I mean, classic rock, all that stuff that we all love really broke as a result of American radio. Obviously, things have changed a lot since then, and it's, I guess it's more pop than anything, or R&B. But, I mean, I'm actually jealous, a good friend of mine, my ex-wife, but still a good friend, Chrissy Hynde. When I met her, Chrissy grew up in Akron, Ohio, and talking to her, you know, she's, apart from being a great, you know, singer and songwriter, she has such a wide range knowledge about music, and I said, how come you know about country and blues and folk and black music? And she explained, well, we got it from radio, where she was in the Midwest particularly. She could pick up all manner of stuff, which I guess made her become the artist that she became. Unfortunately, kids like us in the UK, we didn't have that kind of thing. It was more top 30 radio then. But it was crucial, and it's crucial now. Any kind of exposure is crucial, Tyler.
Well, why don't you go ahead and dive into what your new show is about, which, for everybody who doesn't know, it's called Alive and Kickin' with Jim Kerr, appropriately. And it's gonna start airing April 30th at 2 p.m. here Pacific time. It'll air all over the world at kx935.com and be available as a podcast. So tell us what you're going to do with it, Jim.
Well, what I decided to do was try to be as natural as possible, Tyler. And when I say natural, just enthuse, play the stuff that I like, stuff that's in liking it. It's will have enthused me enough to inspired me enough to make music. I mean, maybe not to sit down and sound like it, but just when you're a music lover, you hear something great, you just want to go in and write yourself. And I think, whatever I am, whoever we are, we've come out of this hodgepodge of music that we've been listening to since the 60s, the 70s, 80s, 90s, right up until now. And that's the way the show goes. I mean, when I sat down and picked out stuff I would play it, obviously, I think through the experience of playing live and putting sets together, you know, you have this narrative, that even this musical narrative in terms of tempo and rhythm and dynamic that you use when you put together a live set, and I've kind of tried to do that with the radio shows as well. And so I think there is some kind of narrative there. I've not quite yet worked out what it is.
Well, it doesn't matter. The point is that it's what inspires you, and you know that's part of our mission statement here, is that we play music that inspires us, and we sort of live or die by our own taste. So it's not. It's not. We're not being influenced by corporate sponsors or, you know, whatever's cool today. And I think that's great that you're just going to play what you like.
Yeah, well, that freedom is beautiful, and I do mention it. I mean, there's still a few shows that I got to record, but I will go into that. What a blast it is for someone to say, hey, you know, you can play whatever you want, and that is, as you say, it's a rare thing in this world, but it makes for a beautiful show.
It must be fun for you because, like you said, you did this in the UK on a radio station over there, and you loved it so much that you've kind of offered to let us take this on and host your show exclusively. But it must be fun for you to do it. I mean, you don't get anything out of it except for joy, it seems like.
That's right. Yeah, well, you know, listen, I did, as I was saying earlier, I did it in London and the UK loved it, but I really owed it to you guys first, because, you know, a couple of years ago there was some talk in the air and I was getting the chance, and that was great. But and listen, come on, I'm a kid from housing estate in Glasgow. If you told me when I was 8 years old that I'd be presenting radio shows that go out in Laguna Beach, California, I'd be wondering what you were on. So I don't take it lightly either. It's great. I mean, as you know, as some listeners might know, there's a fellow in your station, Mr. Hanlon, who I grew up with. So you've still got you've already got a you know, Scottish Glasgow connection, and we were brought up with the same stuff. So yeah, you'll hear brothers in arms between his show and mine. You'll definitely feel the backdrop, what made us enthusiastic. Really, that's what brought me to be in a band. That's what keeps me being in a band, is the enthusiasm. Even to this day, yesterday I was in the studio, and when you're in there, I mean, I've been very fortunate in nearly 40 years of making music and performing music, and had a kind of level of success, again, beyond my dreams. But when you're in there, when I was in there, you see, I wasn't thinking about, oh, yeah, well, we did this or we did that, or I was just loving the sound as it was happening. Mm-hmm. Still get a thrill when I hear great melodies, great emotions. Still get the chills when I think of all the great bands that have been in existence, bands that I've tuned into, and artists, bands, whatever, and you know, the listeners will, you know, can expect to hear that when coming into the shows. I mean, some of the stuff they will well know, might not have heard it for a while, but they'll well know, and at the end of the day, I hope everyone listening in will feel good. I believe the show's going out on a Saturday afternoon, and, you know, I can imagine the kind of mood that might suit that time of day, that day of the week, this time of the year.
Brilliant. It's fantastic to hear you so excited about music still after all this time, mate. And obviously we are too. And I wanted to ask you, just, you know, you'll be playing music that people have heard before. You're going to bring us some stuff that perhaps people in California won't have heard, stuff that's not quite reached the States yet?
Yeah, I think so. You know, even when I did the stuff in London, I played some things that was British music, but a lot of people here in the UK or indeed people in Europe that were listening and said, oh, you know, thanks for telling me about this, or thanks for telling me about that, or I didn't know about this, or I'd heard about this fellow, but I didn't know he was that good. Yeah, I think there'll be a few tunes in there that, you know, people will not only enjoy, but enjoy to the extent that they'll want to go themselves and check out the artists.
Yeah, I hope that's true. And I should say, you know, we extend the privilege of being able to play anything you want to every DJ on this radio station. So it's not just Jim, it's everyone gets to do that. And that's our mission statement over here.
Well, that's great, and, you know, obviously at the end of the show, I was more than happy and felt the right thing to remind people of, you know, get to the site and register and become a member, or, you know, support independent radio.
It means a lot, man. It really does.
Yes, it means a lot.
Yeah, that's absolutely. It makes absolute sense, but it's important.
Yeah. Well, again, Jim Kerr of Simple Minds has a new show on our station every Saturday at 2 p.m. starting April 30th. You know, Martin Hanlon has kept his job here for about 3 years, Jim, so we'll see how long it takes you, okay?
Well, you know, he's an enthusiast. He's a real enthusiast. I can tell you something just now for people who just don't know. Not only is Martin arguably my best friend, my other friend Charlie Burchill in the band, but Martin was there at only one period in my life where I thought of giving up music. You know, we're not all superhuman. You do go through periods of your life where things are not going swimmingly well, and I had said to Martin, you know, maybe that's it. And he heard me out, but within a few days, he had shut me down and said, what are you talking about? And I was like, yeah, you're right. And
do you know he's done the same thing for me? He's done the same thing for me, Jim. Seriously.
Well, it's great. You know, I haven't looked back, but it was a period where it could have went either way. And Martin and his partner at the time, Jed Malone, I remember being in this terrible Chinese restaurant. But the highlight was them really, I was convinced that it was over. And they said, what are you talking about? You can't stop music. And sometimes you just need a person to say that. And sometimes you need that kind of, that voice or something who, you know, God, yeah, they understand. And listen, great radio does that as well. You know, it's a fantastic companion. Sometimes a great reassuring presence.
Yeah,
yeah. Alive and Kicking with Jim Kerr, 2 p.m. on Saturdays here at KX93.5 and around the world at KX93.5.com starting the 30th of this month. Jim, we really appreciate you taking the time to tell us about it this morning, and your excitement is making us elated that you're doing this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity. Raring to get going.